Hi folks, I'm Greg Lowe. I'm a SQL Server MVP and part of the Microsoft Regional Director Program. In this demo, I just want to quickly show you how to use the file table that was added in SQL Server 2012. Now, first thing I'm doing in this piece of demo code is I'm just creating a folder that's going to be used to hold my file stream data, which is also used for the file table. So I'll execute that. I'm just making sure my database doesn't already exist. And then the important thing here is I'm saying create a database called external access, and I've said with file stream, non-transacted access is full, so I want full access to this via the different mechanisms. And then I've suggested that the folder name that will appear logically is called external access. Now this part is exactly the same as if I was dealing with file stream in the previous versions. And so here I can say I want to then add a file group to the database that's going to be used to hold the file stream data. And so in this case I've said alter database, add a file group called external access FG, and this contains file stream. Finally, we need somewhere to store the data for that file group, so we do that via add file. And so I'm using add file to the file group and saying it's going to be this folder here that's sitting underneath that folder external access that we created out in the operating system. And so, for example, if we dive out here and take a look at this, I'll now see on the C drive, we've now got a folder here called external access. Now, if we look at what's inside this, this is where the file stream system has gone off and created its files. And so notice there's a log file here and a header indicating it's a file stream. And further, if I drill in, we could see inside if there was anything in the log file. But this is not how you're meant to get to the data at all. And so what we can do, if I then go and use that external access database, what we then create, the simplest way of now using file stream, is to use a file table. And so if I say create a table called external files, and in this case, as file table, and I've said, look, the folder, which will become a logical name, is called shared files, and this is going to be a file out in the operating system. Now, for that, we also need to know what collation to work with. And so I said file table collate file name, set that to the database defaults. Now, once I've done that, notice that I have a new table called external files. At the moment, if I do a select, we'll see that there's nothing in that right now. Let's put something in there. And so from the start, if I open my machine, which is called Kiwi, then notice there are a number of shares exposed out of the machine. In our case, the one that's of interest is the MS SQL Server share. Now this is exactly the same share, again, used for file stream. So if I pop back in here into Object Explorer and looked at the properties of my server, then on the advanced settings, notice that there's file stream, and in here I've got the access level is full and the share name is MS SQL Server. So that's where that came from. But regardless, let's go in here and open up the Kiwi folder. Then we'll go into that MS SQL Server share. Note the external access name that we mentioned is there and the shared files name that we used for that folder for that file table. Now, once we're inside here, notice we're accessing this via a share, let's create a file. So if I say new, let's go bitmap image, and we'll give it a name. Smiley face will do us, and let's edit that. So if I just say edit, let's do our very best smiley face. And you can tell I'm not an artist, so anyway. But if we do that and save it, then this is a standard file in the operating system. But notice that if we come back inside SQL Server and I now query this external files table, that has now become a file. So there was no need for me to go in and start creating entries inside file stream in a table in SQL Server and then start going off and streaming data into it. The mere presence of dropping that file into that folder has created the data. And we have the stream ID, we have the file stream, which is the actual data itself, followed by things like the name, the path, the file type, and so on. Now, you might wonder about these columns. These are a fixed set of columns. So if I look in Object Explorer and drill into the External Access Database, under Tables now there's a new node called File Tables. Let's open that up and we can see the External Files table. Let's drill further into that, open up the columns, and you can see that this is a fixed set of columns that has been created and is the same for all file tables, even though we didn't create that. Now, what's particularly powerful about this is it gives us access to a lot of information about the files, including the contents of the file. And over the top of this, we could then start proceeding on and building things like full text indexes or even the new statistical semantic search over the top of what's there in the file table.